Areena.
And with news from Finland, I'm Wif Stenger. Good afternoon. A drone is suspected of violating a Finnish airspace in southeast Finland this morning. The Air Force observed it flying toward Russia over the southeastern town of Virolahti. The drone's model or origin have not been identified. The case is being investigated by the Finnish Border Guard. At the request of the Air Force, a no-fly zone was established over a nearby maritime district early this morning. The sighting came as Ukrainian drones targeted the major Russian oil port of Primorsk overnight, setting it on fire. Earlier this spring, 4 Ukrainian drones were found in southeast Finland following Kyiv's attacks on nearby Russian oil ports. The governor of the Bank of Finland, Olli Rehn, describes Finland's unemployment situation as, quote, tragic, but says there are some positive signs on the job market. According to Eurostat data published on Thursday, Finland's jobless rate remains the worst in Europe at 10.5%, compared to the Eurozone average of 6.3%. Rehn points to several large deals by Finnish corporations within the past week, including 2 huge cruise ship orders for the Meyer Turku shipyard and elevator maker Kone's buyout of a rival, the largest acquisition in Finnish history, which will make Kone the world's biggest elevator company. Rehn also cited the Hungarian election result as positive news. He's a former Minister of Economic Affairs and European Commission Vice President. First responders in the Southwest have been kept busy this weekend following yesterday morning's fatal 3-car crash on a motorway near Paimio. 2 motorcycles collided in Pusula, some 80 kilometers away. 4 people were hospitalized, 1 with serious injuries. The Paimio crash earlier left 1 dead and 7 injured. In the weather, a light area of rain over southern and central Finland is moving eastward, followed by clearing in the west. Mostly clear and dry in the north. More rain is headed for southern Finland tomorrow. Daytime highs mostly between 13 and 16 degrees Celsius. Cooler tomorrow and in the north, where it may remain around +2. Tonight's lows between +8 in the south and -6 up north. Winds mostly moderate but strong and blustery in northern Lapland with gusts of up to 15 meters a second, diminishing overnight. And there's a warning of wildfire danger through most of the country and of strong winds today in the far north. And you can stay up to date with the latest news in English at yle.fi/news.